Haitian immigrants in the Dominican Republic are still not quite sure where they stand. A deadline passed last month for them and their Dominican-born children to apply for legal status in the Dominican Republic or risk deportation. But so far, no mass deportations. The Haitian and Dominican governments say those Haitians who have left have mostly self-deported on a voluntary basis. But that's not what reporter Bridget Huber heard when she spoke to some of those who have left.
André Joseph was born in Haiti, but he spent almost his entire life in the Dominican Republic. He's undocumented, though. About a month ago, he returned to Haiti for the first time in some 40 years, and not by choice. He says about 48 hours before the deadline to apply for permanent residency, a group of Dominican men came to his house with guns, hammers, and sticks. The men were going to kill me, he says. I was with my wife and son, and we ran. We left our house and all our possessions. Our lives are more important than the things we own. The family hid in a field all night and went to the police station in the morning. But Joseph says the authorities didn't want to hear about the anti-immigrant mob. He says they told him, Haitian devil, go back to your country. This is not your country. The police locked them up, then put them in a truck and took them to the border along with about 25 others. Now they're stranded at a school on the Haitian side. About 50 people are staying in the school. Bedding's piled up along the walls and on top of desks. Some young women are braiding each other's hair, while others are cooking beans over an open fire on the ground outdoors. Natacha Dona is sitting outside the school.
Yo tengo mucho tiempo en Santo Domingo.
Her parents brought her to the Dominican Republic when she was 8. That was 33 years ago. She's here with her 4 sons, all Dominican-born. That's Kevin's, her youngest. Dona's 5 months pregnant, and she's been sick for a while. When police came to her house a couple of weeks ago, she thought they might help her get to the hospital. She says, they didn't even give me time to grab clothes or my kids' papers. Nothing. I ended up here. Everyone I talk to at the school tells a similar story. Dona said she thinks she has some relatives in the north of Haiti, but she doesn't know how to find them. The father of her kids is Dominican, and even though the couple separated, he was still helping provide for them. Dona doesn't know how she'll take care of them in Haiti. The border checkpoint is a few miles away from the school. It has the inauspicious name of Mal Pass, bad crossing. I didn't see any Haitians being deported there, just lots of bored-looking street vendors and motorcycle taxi drivers waiting around for a customer. One driver named Luis Rigoberto Piña Volquez tells me his country is getting a bad rap in the international press. He wants me to convey a message to New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, who has described the deportations as illegal, immoral, and racist. He says, de Blasio is saying the Dominican Republic is mistreating the immigrants. Then why doesn't the mayor of New York ask for 10,000 of them to be sent over there, to the U.S.? The Haitian government pledged to build a welcome center for deportees near the border. But I went to the site and there was nothing there, just a big empty lot with a sign reading, Welcome Center for Repatriated People. One aid worker told me people who leave the school get about $20 from the government, but not much else. André Joseph says one of the worst things about being at the school is having nothing to do. He used to wake up at dawn and work in the fields until dark. Now he just sits around and waits. He says the Dominicans have profited from years of Haitian labor, and now they're casting them aside. He says, we Haitians are really the Dominican slaves. We've made them rich. Asked whether he considers himself Haitian or Dominican, Joseph says recent events have left little doubt. I'm Haitian, he says. If I was Dominican, they wouldn't have expelled me like some dog. For The World, I'm Bridget Huber, Malpass, Haiti.